This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, programming my smart home, I want, obviously, the lights to change color every time I walk in the room. Yeah, no, that's what I'm getting to is that it ended up being more of a stupid home.
Okay.
They say that you could program the name that, you know, that you call your smart home to get the response, that you could program any name you want.
Mm-hmm.
But try getting the name Bringerbread because what happens is they go, did you mean Benjamin? And I go, no, actually, I'm mad at Benjamin right now. I want Bringerbread. And they'll say, did you mean gingerbread? And I'll go, no, actually, no. That's kind of close to graham crackers, which my friend and I are in a fight about right now. So can you just do Bringerbread? And this smart home. Oh, and by the way, the color options on the lights are so
gingerbread
limited.
Is close to graham crackers?
To me, isn't the flavor of graham crackers basically like a gingery type flavor?
Well,
am I crazy?
You can make a gingerbread house, I guess, with graham crackers.
I think people do.
If you're one of the poorest people who ever lived.
That's me. Or I guess I don't think it's worth... I guess the money that I make, and I'm not going to say how much it is, but the money that I make, to me, is better spent on helping people, specifically other young white Harvard writers looking for a break. That's a more valuable pursuit than like having like the best gingerbread house that looks so good with the realest gingerbread, when I could slap a couple of graham crackers and some toothpaste out there and it's gonna pretty much look the same way.
So you said you're ordering your house to do like what, for example?
I want the lights to all change color when I come in the room. I want them to go absolutely crazy. And it's like frigging Studio 54 up in this piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want a song to play whenever I leave the room that's like a sad song about like missing me and how they wish I was still there. Probably the like Puff Daddy song about how Biggie is
his friend died,
has passed away. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the one from the Fast and Furious movie about Paul Walker. So like, mm-hmm. basically I come into the kitchen, I'd like open up the fridge, I decide that I'm not actually hungry, I close the fridge, I walk out, it goes,
and see
like,
you again.
Yeah.
By Wiz
Khalifa.
It's
been a long road
featuring Charlie Puth plays.
And so that would happen all the time. Speaking of opening the fridge, when I open the fridge, I want the fridge to say, hi. Hi, Sean.
But you don't get as far as any of this because the house just says, did you mean?
Yeah, well, I've spent Benjamin. The whole time setting up the name, so I'm not getting into these menu options.
Okay.
Why? I mean, what does your smart home do? This guy.
My smart home.
Home.
Sorry?
Stupid home, right?
No, my smart home is actually really smart. I was smart enough to give it a normal name, John. So I say, what's up, John? Can you help me get this plug into the wall? My hand hurts.
Mm.
And John's like, absolutely. And kind of sucks.
Starts sucking on the...
kind of like just starts working.
Starts sucking on the nodes.
The nodes in there. And he says, don't mind me.
It's really close now. Tell you what, let me shoot these wires out a little bit more. The wall wires. Yeah, that's actually sick. That's really nice. I want my, you know, I don't always want to go in the shower to get clean. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just want to keep watching TV. So I'll be
the shower
like,
over here.
Bringer bread. Shower time. And what I'm hoping is that, because, like, you know, I've got obviously the sprinkler system set up around my indoors for when I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. And I want the, there's my wife.
Are we on cam for this?
Nope.
Yeah. And what I want is for it to just start scrubbing me.
Mm-hmm.
And for something, I don't care how they do it, but some, like, basically like glove on a spring to shoot in off the wall with like a rag, kind of scrub me around a little bit. But it's, you know, I'm not even getting there because it doesn't know what Bringer bread is.
And Mitra, what does your house do and who are you?
Hey, my house is analog. Okay. So, yeah. So my house is
throwback retro. I love it. Retro. I dig that about you.
Thank you.
And also when they try to siphon your data and use your data on like how, if your house is like hot or cold,
yeah,
to be like, oh, she likes it to be cold. So like when it's time to like torture Mitra for her information, we will burn her.
We'll make it hot. Yep.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, you can't have that information.
You can't have it because I keep boundaries with my home. Mm-hmm. And my home, if my home were to ask me what I would want, I would lie.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yes, that's a strategy that I have been employing a little bit with Bringer Bread, who for now is not named that. Yeah.
And how's it going?
I'm not a great liar.
That's nice.
Meaning like, yeah, I, you know.
Are you a bad actor or do you have a good heart? Okay.
I don't think it's either. I think it's just coming up with the correct lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I can sell what I'm saying if I could just think of something to say that wasn't true.
So you're a bad improviser, but you're a good actor.
I think my acting is actually fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And people really want to see it. But in terms of like the material that's generated, I work much better with a script than like when Right now, his name is Binja Bing, but he will say like, what temperature would you like? And I'll go like, I can't tell him because like Hay said, like, I don't want to get tortured.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say like, soda. And then he'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. And I'll say like, oh, no, actually, I'm going to the store and I'll leave. I won't come home all night because I'm so embarrassed, you know. So I'll like, I'll sleep in the park or something because I don't want my I don't want my smart house to like confront me about what I'm just like hoping that enough time will pass that when I come back.
Kill it. You should kill it.
You have to kill your house.
I know. Eventually we all do, huh?
Well, my house can live.
Mm-hmm.
My house is I've got an analog house. As long as you live in an analog space, so you can live in an analog watch, you can live in an analog purse, you can live in an analog house, whatever analog you choose, as long as it can't ask you questions.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I tell you, I wouldn't want to live in an Annabelle house. You see that doll? She's fucking nuts, dude. She's out of control. She's fucking grabbing people and hurting them. I do not like Annabelle. I'm sorry. I know, like,
okay,
whatever, that might not be popular, but
Chucky.
I do not want that doll in my house. No.
Yeah.
And we noticed that
how Chucky's getting a free pass and all this.
Yeah.
And are we noticing that?
Yeah, Chucky's getting a free pass. Wow, I wonder why.
But
yeah,
Annabelle,
well, I bet Chucky probably makes much more. Yeah.
Oh, but Annabelle's crazy.
Yeah, Annabelle's crazy.
Annabelle's insane.
Yeah.
Chucky's just, you know, he's got to be tough.
He's assertive. Chucky's just like.
Chucky's just direct. He's a direct communicator. But Annabelle's.
Annabelle's shrill.
Annabelle's obnoxious. Meanwhile, Chucky's hilarious.
Annabelle's a whore, but Chucky's just sowing his oats. Yeah.
He's got a raw sense of humor. I'll take it on the chin. That's true. I had one other way I could go with it. I did go with Annabelle House. I also was, and there's maybe nothing here, but Analog Cabin.
Analog Cabin, sure.
Yeah.
Woo! That? That's okay. That got a little.
I think you chose the right
reaction.
One.
Yeah, because I didn't know what else to do after that.
Yeah, we had that amazing sort of tear about the other one.
The Chucky thing, you two got into that. And I sort of jumped on. Maybe it was wrong choice for me to jump on because really I'm the target of it. I should be like defending, you know, my choice to say Annabelle was crazy. We could take it again, Mitra. Kevin.
Mitra, you didn't say who are you. Who are you this week?
This week... I'm returning guest to Hollywood Handbook for the first time since 2020, 2019.
Ben Favorite. One of our most requested guests.
I believe that when I see it. Believe that when I come on the pod again.
Bud, you're here right now. And yeah. refresh my memory. You've done the podcast before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, once with Joel to promote our pilot podcast for Earwolf that then became our podcast for Earwolf. And then once solo to commemorate the time that Hayes and I did Love It or Leave It together.
That's right. We were just so excited. Yeah. We just had to... I remember us walking out and being like, are we just going to like not talk about this?
Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
Leave this here. We're not going to continue the insane momentum that we got from, I know the base of that show loves me and wanted me back and told me they were nice to me.
You did a pro version too, Mitra.
I did do a pro version because overstayed my welcome.
The scheduling on Love It or Leave It is nuts. I haven't been able to work it out with that crew over there. Getting me on there, which sucks because it's, you know, mutual admiration society. Like we want to get involved with one another. And it's just like it's timing, you know, especially with the diseases.
Oh, with COVID, yeah, podcasting has become
getting
so much more difficult to schedule.
Mm-hmm. It's become really just a nightmare. But I would probably go on there and maybe not do as well as you, Mitra, but I think I could bring something they hadn't seen before.
I think you'd kill.
You think so?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
What would it be like? Yeah, what kind of stuff are they doing?
Well, you could talk about like today's news and then, mm-hmm. you know, some
perfect
quips about that.
Perfect for me. Today's news. Yes. Live in the moment, right?
Yes. Never look back. And then you could talk about sort of something more specific about that week's news.
Getting into the nitty gritty, the granular, right?
Yeah. And then probably some sort of interview or like sketch with a celebrity figure
Gordon.
Or a politician.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We wish. Think Adam Schiff. And then a game probably or two.
Sweet.
How do you think you would do?
No more than seven games.
How do I think I would
one
do
maybe
games?
Two no more than like 7, 8, 10 games.
I think I could do well at the games, at least 8 of the 10 games. my hand is hurting me, so yeah. That would be a problem.
Oh, carpal tunnel.
Cubal tunnel.
No.
Close.
Ugh. Cubal? Yeah.
Cubal tunnel.
Are you saying cubal?
Cubal tunnel. Yeah. It's okay. It's pool player fatigue.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
cubal
cool.
Tunnel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got Stag a weekend. Fucking sledgehammer of a break. I send them things.
This is the recoil.
Caroming off one another. Yeah, it's nasty.
The
man.
Recoil will bite
people
you.
Put in earplugs when they see me walk into the pool hall, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be loud. It might get really very quite loud. And so, you know, obviously I get into these big break contests and ultimately it's just it was too much on my damn hand and I got cubal tunnel.
It's brutal.
It's not good. But who are you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm in a pretty much empty room. I guess you didn't ask where, but the room's empty, but I've lived here for almost a year.
Breakfast table in an otherwise empty room. Violin. You remember that song?
No.
The shades go down. It's really good. Check out homework for today. Check out Pearl Jam. The song is called Daughter. The room they describe at the outset of the song is very similar to the room. The whole situation is a lot like what's going on here.
Four podcasters.
If they wrote that song today, she would be a podcaster.
Do you identify as a podcaster first?
Yes, that's what's on my license.
Do you not know Daughter song?
I don't know Daughter song. I've not heard Daughter song.
It's good.
Which is crazy. I think of myself as something of a music head.
It goes like this. Don't call me daughter. I told you. You know that my name is Eddie.
Don't call me daughter. My name's Eddie.
People
I'll write that
daughter.
Down to remind you.
What about an epic mashup of that and John Mayer daughter? Ever think?
Daughters.
Yeah. Sure.
Couldn't mash it up.
You could. I know you could. All right, you sing yours.
You put
mine.
The S in parentheses.
You sing yours and I'll sing mine.
Okay. Don't go.
Fathers be good to your daughters. Daughters with love like you do. Girls become lovers.
Guy from Pearl Jam, and you just got his name wrong.
To your daughters, too.
Guitar. They're like violins.
Fathers be good.
But you play them a little different. You use your hands. I'm in a band. It's called Pearl Jam.
Become mothers.
That's pretty good.
I mean, proof's in the pudding. That works.
In that song, he says, you see that skin?
What song?
In Daughter, he says that in the second
John Mayer?
Verse. Yeah.
Cool. And daughters,
you see that skin?
Yes.
That's a line from that song.
You show daddy your skin. So cool.
Mitra. Kevin, can we lie down for this one? Is that allowed?
Hell yeah. Let's do
can
it.
We just lie down, man.
Every gifted and talented kid from school is lying down right now. If you're in gifted and talented class...
Now, when I was growing up, it was called talented and gifted.
Oh.
And they just called it tag. Are you a tag kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
I knew it. Odyssey of the mind.
Because you're tired right now.
Oh, yeah. All of us that do Hollywood Handbook, our podcast, my podcast, or gifted and talented.
I still call it tag. Tired and gutted.
Gutted.
Right? Just gutted to look at the news of the day. I could hardly do Love It or Leave It. When I see some of these headlines, I go, how am I going
to
love this
movie? No, that's the best time to do it.
That's when we need it.
Yeah.
Mitra, you're wearing your famous overalls, your Dickies that you'd never go anywhere without.
Yeah, my staple. Thank you for noticing. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling uncomfortable talking about like what the woman wears on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Lil Dickies.
Excuse me.
Your Daves, your Lil Dickies.
My Lil Dickies, my Daves on
your
FX.
Dave Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back again.
And just to point out, we've only done that for you. So... never done it for any other guest, male or female.
Good. I want there to be things about my experience that are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're wearing your famous black shirt.
Black shirt for, I'll say it, spills. For just
can we
like,
at long last just confess? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We spill.
Yeah.
I'm spilling when I drink. It doesn't all get in my mouth.
Yes. Adult men spill their drink when they try to have a drink.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not going to live in this shame anymore just because things basically about a third of whatever I put on my spoon actually makes it to my mouth. And the rest of it is on my shirt. That's me. You can deal with it. Put my sunglasses on like the little doggy.
I love when guys can open up.
Do you ever spill?
Yeah.
Ever spill? Yeah.
Yeah. What's one time that you made a big mess?
Big spill. Mess.
Big
so messy.
Mess. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm talking you grab the paper towels and you go, you know what? I think I need a real towel.
Big mess. I'll tell you what.
I think I need a fucking beach towel.
I'll tell you one time I made a big mess. One time my dad and I. Post my dad and my mom getting divorced, took my, I've never talked about this, took my mom's dog for a walk. And while we were on the walk, the dog broke its leg. That's when we made a big mess.
What?
It was really upsetting. The dog's okay now.
Yeah.
But that was a big mess.
You made such a big mess. The dog broke its leg.
No. The mess is the broken leg.
Like
we didn't
slippery.
Make a mess. We just took the dog out for us on like a little walk and then the dog broke its leg and that was a big mess.
Why'd he do that?
I don't know. For attention, prob.
It was. Do you think he was a gifted and talented school?
Yeah, the gifted and talented kid.
If you were a gifted and talented kid at school, you broke your leg on the walk.
Have you ever taken your mom's dog out for a walk with your dad after your mom and your dad get divorced and then the dog breaks its leg while you're out on the walk in the middle of the woods, but then you're really far into the hike and you have to carry it back and it's a really dark, silent walk even though you're having a lot of fun? Yeah, then you might have been in the gifted and talented program.
Mm-hmm.
Was this close enough to it that you were probably talking about the how they got divorced or not?
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not really.
No, this was years later.
Okay. So that had nothing to do with.
No, I think it was just interesting that like he was there, even though it's not his dog and they were divorced and, you know.
Whose dog is it?
My mom's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we felt really bad.
Yeah, women can have dogs, Hayes.
Yeah, women can.
It's like one of those puzzles, right? With the doctor.
Whose dog was it? The doctor said, I can't operate on this dog. This is not your dad's dog. Your parents are divorced.
And who's driving the car?
Whose was the dog?
Yeah, what's so that dog, was a big mess.
What's the dog's name?
Gizmo.
Okay.
No reaction.
Well,
straightest faces, not even a blink.
Short for Gizmodo?
No, I wish. Short for Vox, more like it. Also, another time, I was getting cookies off a spatula, and they were stuck off of a cookie sheet.
Cookie
or whatever,
sheet,
and they
cookie were sheet. Yes,
they were
I was
stuck.
Gonna say.
So I was using a metal spatula.
Spatula,
and
yep.
I shoved the spatula under the cookie so hard that I sliced open my thumb. And I had to get stitches all down my thumb.
Ew.
You probably can't see it. Well, yeah, you won't be able to see the scar.
That's, no, we can
scar.
See it.
That's, let's just grab a beach towel.
Imagine, like, skip. Sorry, the, being, skip I do want to get to the messy thumb, but imagine like being at someone's house for dinner and like their dog is like chewing something or something and they're like, Vox!
Short for Vox Lux.
Vox!
Portman.
Vox Media! Dude, stop!
Slate? They're
Slate? Vulture!
Gawker!
Okay, so your thumb was fully messed up.
Yeah.
With a spatula. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really listening. You cut it with the spatula.
She cut her thumb. I listen so you don't have to. The story was all over the place. She's lying.
It's true.
First she said she was taking the cookies off the spatula. Then all of a sudden there was this cookie sheet that had like been nowhere to be seen earlier. Now that's what the story's about. Then okay. It's like I shoved the spatula so hard it cut my finger. But it's like what was providing the resistance? Like none of it. The story changed so many times that I think we can just move on.
Yeah, let's.
The
stop.
First story wasn't really about a mess, and so that's why I can see why she would be like, okay, well now I have to make up a mess.
This was messier. This was messier for sure. But it's like I guess when we said mess, and I fault us, the assignment wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. We wanted to hear about a messy mess and not necessarily just like, hey, you know, is there anywhere you think you could score some pity points? Some internet pity points.
Well, everyone in both of those stories healed. So there's nothing really to pity.
But the trauma remains, does it not?
Yeah.
That's true.
You don't think when your dog hikes.
No one ever really
area,
heals from anything that ever happens.
No.
It's all the same as it was at the beginning. Nothing ever gets better.
Fresh trauma. There's just so many layers of it that some of it gets pushed down further and it's not as impactful because you're dealing with whatever just happened to you.
Yeah.
For me, it's this podcast. This now has made me feel less bad about like when I was, embarrassed in front of my smart home.
Hollywood Handbook. Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
Kevin, do you want to talk about your big mess?
Sure. Please. I flew back from Washington, D.C. on Monday and plane ride's going okay. No complaints over here. I just order one orange juice with ice. All of a sudden, I'm falling asleep and like kind of shake a little bit. I think I was having that dream where I like a car is coming toward me and I like wake up right before it hits me. And I knocked it all over myself. Gets all over my navy blue pants and it turns bright white. Looks like lotion all over my legs. And then I have to sit in it for the whole flight, and then I'm at LAX.
But you also had a lot of lotion on your legs, is that
like, yeah, but that was I guess so it blended in a little bit, but when I was walking out then at the airport it was like way more white stuff on my pants like than
normal. You would normally have leaving a plane.
Kevin, if you had, I just want to say this,
yeah,
if you're on a plane, the plane is like shaking around and all this stuff, and you're falling asleep and you had an exciting dream on the plane, you can just say that.
I would ask that we got that version of the story rather than the version that you came up with a month later to say to people about what happened on the plane. Again, we weren't there. So we don't need to know any version of it.
I would never, ever, ever be there. It goes without saying that I wasn't there.
So I wouldn't ever ask you any questions about this. You don't need a cover. But if you want to tell the story, I think I would prefer to just hear the real story, minus obviously some of the details of what was happening in the dream.
I was on the plane.
You were just an orange juice for the whole plane?
The flight attendant goes down the rows. Just orange juice for me with ice. I take a big sippy. Sugar spikes my ass. And then what comes up must go down. I fall asleep hard. I don't even make it to the second sip.
Wow.
And then that dream starts again. Sweet. Dreaming. The beautiful lady sitting on the car. Hey, Buster. I wake up creamed.
And so the...
Yeah, she was literally Buster. Yeah. Yeah, you were. She was correct.
At Bust, I woke up.
Mitra. I'm sorry for mentioning your overalls before.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the painting?
Behind? No.
Yeah, do you want to bring it over? You don't want to talk about that?
Mitra, I'll bring the painting over.
Mitra, please bring it over.
Okay, hold on.
I love to study. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Big trip.
She almost completely fell over and died.
This is her first time getting out of a chair.
Guys, Mitra died. What would we do if we're like recording a podcast and Mitra just like disappears below frame and like we have no other information? We'd definitely have to call 911, but we don't know where Mitra lives. Mm-hmm. So what will we do or say?
Say the most beautiful girl in the world got hurt.
Wit is recording a podcast too, so I don't want to bother him.
No,
I know that he's in the same
not.
House, but I also know that you don't want to get a phone call during your podcast.
No.
And also, like, if he gets it, and I don't want him to like put me on the podcast. I actually don't like when people do that.
Pull people into the podcast.
When like if I get a call from someone who's like, and I'm like, oh, they're probably doing a podcast and they want some of this, like some of what I have to offer, but they're not going to tell me that I'm on the podcast. It'd be
sprinkle
about
a little
it.
Magic dust on the podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually don't like that. So I probably wouldn't call Wit. I would call the police and say, you're saying that I should say the most. So the most beautiful girl in the world just fell down.
Yeah.
Hello, police. An angel is missing.
And would you say anything about the painting?
I'd go through. I'd have to explain, like, how we got to the painting stuff.
It would make you a little bit culpable because you asked to go up and get the painting, so you accept responsibility.
Yeah, and I'd have to make something up about, like, I would definitely not say to the police that I mentioned the guest's clothing before.
Yeah, the police would be like, okay, do you have a description of what she's wearing? And I'd go, no, I've actually never described what she's wearing. How's it come up?
And I guess we would have to wait on the podcast for the police to come.
And I guess we'd have to vamp.
Yeah, we would have to spend all that time.
We can't release an episode that's just us silently waiting for the police to show up.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to talk about a second messy experience.
No! Please don't.
Please.
Not to be rude, but please don't.
First one was enough.
I wouldn't. That
first one
was hypothetical.
So crass. I hate that shit.
Where'd the painting go?
It's over here.
Can we see it? Oh. Why'd you put it all the way over there? I can't see it at all.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh.
I really can't see it.
What is there to miss? It's right here.
It's not really in the frame, and the light is so bad. The light's behind it. Now it's too close.
Do you guys ask a lot of your guests to hold up something heavy while the podcast is happening?
Oh, my God. Not again. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I have to figure out something to tell the police instead of that, too. I didn't know it was that heavy. It didn't look that. First of all, it was really far away, so it actually looked really small.
I'd say when our guest is in the traditional uniform of the working class. Yes, we may ask them to do some kind of manual task.
All right, that's fair. I'm humbled. Thanks, boys.
Kevin.
Hey, gang.
Are they still on? Are you guys still on Earwolf show?
Me, yeah.
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 What's up over there?
How's it been? Has anybody been asking about us?
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually takes us a few hours to do the podcast every time because we have to have a meeting with so many people at Earwolf because they're just trying to get us to get you guys back.
Oh, yeah.
It's boring. It sucks otherwise.
Over
huh?
there now.
Oh, God.
It's a lot of like strategizing for how to get you guys back and then, you know, talking about like other shows that have a lot more listeners than us. And then eventually we get around to recording the podcast.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Yeah. I heard it sucks ever since because of that.
Yeah, I just miss seeing you guys in the halls, finding out what's going on with you guys.
Yeah.
Well, my locker was right across from yours, which actually was pretty cool. Like, so in between periods, it was always like, oh, well, this will be nice. You know, Mitra can remind me what my combination is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I miss those days. And it's pretty lonely, pretty quiet in the hallways, which, you know, and not saying that to kind of guilt you guys, but it is just... It's dark. The space is dark and not fun.
Reality.
And I'm sad. And that's just my life. That is my reality.
Sucks. And that sucks.
I couldn't feel more alone. Joel is mean to me. And
Joel sucks.
Joel's mean to me. Mm, so, alone. Yeah. Joel's mean to me.
In an empty room.
Yeah. So it's just us, sort of. We're the only ones left at Earwolf.
Wow.
And there's, I don't know if you heard, there's no other shows. It's just Urgent Care. And it's a lot of pressure to. Pay everybody's
rent.
To keep
the whole brand alive. Yeah.
Keep the life.
Joel Kim Booster is Joel Kim Buser. Apostrophe B-U-S-E-R.
I'll tell you what, he's Joel Kim Busy. We have no time to record the podcast in September.
Yes. Boosie.
Yeah, he's Boosie. He's
Joel Kim Boosie.
He's Joel Kim Boosie.
Oh, and Kevin is actually Joel Kim Buster as well. According to the plane story. So there's a lot of
Joel Kevin Buster.
Now, is it
Joel Kevin Buster?
Is it true that basically Conan has just like been walking into more and more offices and studios and going like, I'll take this. And then you guys are just sort of like relegated to this tiny little back bathroom that he doesn't know is there yet. And you all have to have your meetings in there, do all the recording.
Yeah, he took the spare set of keys to my Mazda.
Oh, no.
I know.
So if the Mazda keys that you have stop working, Conan owns it.
Mitra, you have to do the new Parks and Recreation podcast presented by Conan O'Brien. You have to do it, Mitra.
You have to Parks and Recollection.
Yes.
It's important. You must.
And the Seth Rogen podcast.
Yes.
You have to do the Seth Rogen podcast.
Got to get on Seth Rogen. You've got to get on Parks and Recollection. Mouse Rat bassist Alan Yang. Walk through the memories of Pawnee.
Yeah, I'll talk about Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
All her stuff she said. Just thinking of names from there.
You gotta. That's perfect.
You have to. That's what you have to on that show. You have to think of their names.
You have to think of the names.
Oh, God. Remember Mona Lisa? That's what I'll say. I go, oh, remember?
Mona Lisa? Do you remember that?
Do you remember? Oh, I remember where I was.
She was so weird.
Oh, and you're just not seeing weird stuff like that anymore when you turn on the TV. You're seeing stuff like Nine Perfect Strangers, which I am up to date on.
Tell me about each of the Nine Perfect Strangers right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one is Bobby Cannavale's character. He is a retired football player whose career was cut short due to an injury, and now he is very depressed. Melissa McCarthy plays an author whose career is going down the toilet. Michael Shannon and then two other women play a father and mother and daughter family. His name is Napoleon and their last name is the Marconis. And they are reeling from the loss of the son who was the twin to the daughter. Then we have Samara Weaving, Hugo Weaving's niece, and she is wearing crazy ears. And I know, tell me about it. And she looks exactly like Margot Robbie, but not in this because they may put a bunch of fake tanner on her. And she is married to a different guy. I can't remember his name. And they are a couple who won the lottery and now they don't love each other anymore. And then you have... I don't remember how many names I said. Oh yeah. Then there's another guy who's like a journalist. And then, there's another woman who, husband cheated on her and now she feels really bad about herself. And then there's Nicole Kidman and she's Russian. But no reason why, she just is being Russian. And then there's, Manny Jacinto from Good Place and he works there. And then there's another woman who works there. And, that's pretty much the whole cast. And,
wow. And the healing starts with the wound.
Yeah, the healing starts with the wound. They're still working through it.
Now, you said that they work there.
Yeah.
There was no place.
Oh, you want to know the name of the place? Tranquillum.
They're all in one place called Tranquillum.
They're in Tranquillum, which is where you go to heal. It's called Tranquillum.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's a place that Nicole Kidman character, Masha, who's Russian, runs. And everybody's depressed. Everybody's doing drugs. And
sorry, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Only Murders in the Building. Go.
So I haven't seen that show. From what I can gather, that is a show about Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin. And they are in a building where there are murders. And that's the only thing that happens in that building. So every day another murder, they're trying to solve the murders. And you know there's going to be some laughs.
Wrong. Wrong. That's not what's happening. They're three friends. Yes, they live in a building. Yes, there's murders in the building. That's not the only thing that happens in the building, but they have a true crime podcast and it only covers murders that took place in that building.
Is that real?
Yes.
Really?
They start a podcast together. And that is what's going on. So it's not that there's only murders in the building. It's that it's only murders in the building.
Only murders in the podcast is what it should be called then.
People,
no,
people.
Only
no,
on
no, no.
People are all saying it wrong. Everyone is saying only, well, I guess they're kind of saying it right.
No, I agree.
Only murders
they're saying
in the building.
It wrong. They're saying only murder, they're saying only murders in the building, but it should be only murders in the building.
So only murders in the building.
Yeah, that's better.
The building.
I mean, because basically they all live in New York City. They all live in New York City. The building's a huge character. It's called like the Aconia or something. It's a very big building. And they live in New York City, which is a city that forces you to binge Dateline so you can figure out how not to end up on Dateline.
And would you say it's Lynchian?
The show itself, yes. Or Jane, the city?
Jane Lynchian.
The city's Jane Lynchian.
The performances, everything.
It's tough, but you gotta laugh.
And it's Jane Lynch meme, and she's saying, I'm going to make a show that is so funny.
I'm going to make a mascot that is so random. That is so Netflix.
Jane. I saw her. Was it at the... Wait, was it
we
at
We saw her together.
At the Weird Al show.
At the Weird Al show, yeah.
I saw Topher Grace a couple weeks ago.
Okay, where?
Seen Topher, yep.
Restaurant.
Where?
A table away.
What restaurant?
Al Aqua in... At water.
So that's the restaurant that only serves water.
Aqua?
Is this right?
At water?
Now I've seen everything.
So it's a whole restaurant, but you can only get water. What's it cost? $1 billion?
Basically, yeah. And yeah, Topher Grace was there, table away, and I basically couldn't focus on anything else. It was my first restaurant dining experience in months, and Topher Grace was there, and I short-circuited.
Topher. Yeah, I guess maybe enough time has passed to say that one of my first LA experiences was just on a walk with an actor who had asked me to meet him for lunch, and then he got a phone call and said, sorry, I have to take this, and then went, hey, Topher, what's up? Like, had a really loud phone call and then ended and was like, that's Topher Grace. I was like, no, I only had one guess. So that just happened.
That's huge.
We saw Jane Lynch at the Weird Al show, right?
saw Jane Lynch at Weird Al.
And there was a bit of an issue
or something.
A bit of an issue with her ticket, it seemed like.
Yeah, something was wrong with her ticket, or there weren't enough tickets, maybe.
Yes, yes. And they were working on resolving it, but maybe not. Maybe not as fast as we would have liked.
Yeah, that's right.
Not VIP enough.
I'm sure some wires got.
Am I right? She had maybe brought her son and they didn't know that it was going to be a party of two.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, miss, you're very famous. Your son is not.
Yeah.
So we are going to get the second ticket a little slower. Yeah.
Your son is one of the least famous people ever.
Wow. Shots fired.
Jane Lynch's son is
least famous person ever.com. He's typing right now.
His own face came up. He slammed the computer closed. Oh, sorry. I'm getting a phone call.
Topher.
Topher.
Kevin, did you see anyone famous recently?
My grandpa was Jane Lynch's
principal. Your grandpa
principal.
Is not famous.
No, I
is what?
He was Jane Lynch's principal, and she did in high school. And she did Comedy Bang Bang. And then when she left, I said, hey, my grandpa was actually your principal. And she said, what's his name? I said his name. And she went, that wasn't it. And then left. And so my...
She remembered the principal's name.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
it wasn't your grandpa. Your grandpa lied.
And then I stood there stunned.
Well, she's like, you know, I trust her. She spent so much time at that high school. She worked there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That might be why. But then my grandma sent me a long letter with like yearbook photos of Jane Lynch and stuff to prove that it was true. But that's
then you had to go back to her. You should have given that stuff to us. So then when she's waiting for her tickets at the Weird Al show,
slide that it.
Well, maybe send it far and wide so everyone has it at the ready. And then if anyone runs into Jane Lynch, I can be like, you were wrong years ago. Yeah.
Kevin's going to Scott and being like, Jane Lynch was so funny. You should have her back on like
next week.
Really soon. He's holding a huge book.
Look at all these emails from my friends saying how funny she was. They want her back ASAP. Kevin, these emails are all from you to yourself.
Come on, Kevin.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Kevin.
Thanks, Mitra. It was probably the second biggest spill of my life. That's the story I wanted to say.
So that's also not really like a spill.
It was an emotional spill.
Is anyone
going to
hold Kevin accountable?
I'm kind of the Chucky of this story.
No, Kevin's getting away with it again.
Wow.
He's getting paid huge dollars to boot, to behave like, to behave like this. Mitra.
Hmm.
Where can we find you?
You can watch the first season of Three Busy Debras on Adult Swim.
B-I-Z-Z-Y?
Yeah. Yeah. It's modern.
Okay. And I'm watching it. And what's happening?
And then what do I do?
Yeah.
After you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's happening? Back up. What's happening when I watch it?
You're sitting down, probably with a loved one. At some point.
Not me. I'm crouching.
I can't sit down. Yeah, because of my back.
Oh, well, you're standing.
I have to crouch while I watch TV.
Okay, well, you're crouching. And
I've got like this diagonal hammock.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I can kind of lean into that.
Okay, so one crouch and one lean. So you're probably watching on two different screens, hopefully, in different rooms because of the height differences.
My computer's over for the day.
Okay, so you can watch on your phone.
No, but I'm just, right now my computer's over.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Great seeing you. Hollywood
Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan play Would You Rather, Dominic Dierkes joins Bang and Shonk on Hollywood Masterclass, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.